I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build Magazine.
So we have Anne-Marie Hamill from Hamilton Interiors. Thanks for joining us. So interior design, can you describe what an interior designer does? How different is it to an architect?
Well, basically what an interior designer, it depends on the, a lot of interior designers just do the soft furnishings, you know, the colors and the soft furnishings. But from my point of view, I'm an interior designer and interior architect. So I would knock walls, I would work with clients from a self-build point of view, I would, you know, look at their plans, really kind of look at how the family are going to live in the house and move a wall, change a wall.
You know. Okay, so there'd be a design element involved?
There's a design element involved, but the most important thing from my point of view is how the family are going to live in the house.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of architects are fantastic at coming forward through the light and how the light comes into the house. I would look at a house, look at plans and go, okay, where are the kids going to throw their boots, you know, to come in the door? Where's the Hoover going? You know, where's the larder when you do your big shop at the weekend? So I would be looking at a home, look at the architect's plans and then kind of look at the family, ask how the family, how many in the family, how are they going to live in the house, and then try and configure, is this the best plan for the family moving forward? So, you know, you can move a wall, you can add 5-6 cupboards in the kitchen, you can add a little bit of storage under the stairs. So what's really important is how the family are going to live in the house for the next 15-20 years. And that's, I suppose I would become, I'm a designer, but I'm a mother with kids, and I would be looking at how they're going to live in the house moving mm-hmm. forward.
Okay, so then it'd be for, this, those services would come into play once the house is existing nearly. No.
Right. And today now was a fantastic example of that. I had a lot of clients coming to me today with plans, with kitchens that were absolutely not going to work for a family moving forward. So you absolutely have to have your plan before those walls are built. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, you can add on plugs and sockets, but the kitchen is the most important element in the house. And to have that right, you absolutely have to have that designed from day one. And I don't know how many plans I went through today that I disagreed with the architect's plans. And that's not from, they were coming through from a lighting, windows, and I'm like, where's your pantry?
Yeah.
Where's your full fridge? Where's your full freezer? You need 2 meters around your hob, you know. So I would look at it from a practical point of view and then try and work around what they've designed and make the two work together. Mm-hmm. So it's complementary if you get in early enough. And that's just really important, is early enough. So if you get in early enough, you can make any space work fantastically. And any client who's out there kind of doing a build, they want it to, you know, that day of like when you build once, you make a mistake, twice is right, three times is fantastic. Yeah. That's gone.
Yeah.
If clients are building a house now, they want it to be right from day one. That's why they come to these shows. They want to get the knowledge and get it right from day one. So there's a couple of clients there today. It was breaking my heart to say, that's wrong. But you have to say, you know, you have to say to them, and I had a measuring tape down there kind of saying, look, where exactly are you going to walk from your hob to your island? And that's what's really important. It's the living in the home as well as the beautiful, getting the windows and the views and everything else. It's mm-hmm. the living in the home afterwards. Mm-hmm.
So any tips in terms of the kitchen design, if that's the one of the most
the
important?
The most important things about the kitchen design is you need a 3 meter wall. So you need 2.5 to 3 meter wall. And that is, you know, most clients have gone away from that American fridge freezer now. So they're getting a full fridge, full freezer, full larder, and ovens. That's 2.4 meters. And then to allow a carcass between all that, you need a 3 meter wall. So I've looked at a lot of plans today. There was no 3 meter wall. There was walls, it was all windows. And that's why I was like, where is everything going to go?
Yeah.
So that's what's really important. You need 1 3 meter wall. Everything else then can be low, under windows, big island, fantastic, freestanding. But at the end of the day, you have to live in the space, so you absolutely need mm-hmm. the height for a full fridge, full freezer, full larder, full oven. So you need one wall that is about 2.4, 2.7 meters. Mm-hmm. And I came across, I don't know how many plants today, that they didn't have that.
Yeah. And the island, any tips for islands? Because they're very popular.
I love the island, absolutely love living in a space, looking, you know, you're in the space, you're having the crack with everyone around you, fantastic. The most important thing about an island, if you've enough room for it, fantastic. Again, you have to make sure you have 1.5 meters around the island that everyone can walk around it. You're not walking into the island. The kitchen side of the island, fantastic for drawers. The other side you can use for the appliances you don't use on a regular basis. So, you know, your mixers, your pots, your things that you don't use maybe once a week, mm-hmm. once a fortnight. So, and then you recipe books, and then you can have your 350 kickboard around it. So the most important thing about the island is functional space when you're in the kitchen. But also, if I'm working in the kitchen and you're sitting around me, it has to be at an angle. So a lot of kitchen designers would draw an island and they'd have four stools side by side. No four people are comfortable sitting side by side. The whole thing about an island, it has to be curved or angled like this, that we're not quite looking at each other when we're having the chat. So it's really important that island is made, you know, you can have 600, 600, and then you can curve it, kidney aisle, shape it. There's lots of ways you can angle the overhang. And what I would say about the overhang, most kitchen designers leave 350. I'm only 5'8". There's a lot of islands I sit and my knees are bumping up. So I would say to every client I deal with, go for 50. Mm. It's only an extra 100, but you're comfortable then when you pop your, you know, sitting on a stool and you pop my knees up. You don't, it's that uncomfortable space. Like we did a little bit of work there for TV3 for their new set, but someone else did the internal set. And I can see how uncomfortable they are. Alan is sitting on the edge of the island. He's nowhere to put his legs. I can see what's happening, and that's all to do with the comfort of organizing the island properly.
Mm-hmm. And then other rooms would. So the kitchen first would be kind of a priority area.
To be honest, the entrance hall is also a priority for me, because that's your first moment. That's how you feel once you enter the house, and that's the feeling you get from who's living in the house. So the personality is very important from the entrance hall. Kitchen to me is practicality, and that's every plan I look at, that's where I start. Master bedroom would be the other thing, because you have so many families now, they're both working, they might have 3-4 kids, you know, life is so crazy. The master bedroom, to get that right, get it to a beautiful space where they close the door and they walk away. That would be a very, very important thing for myself as well. Mm-hmm. The downstairs toilet would be a big thing for me as well, which a lot of people are like,
yeah, just throw a toilet in there.
Throw a toilet in there.
Yeah.
I go crazy in downstairs toilets because I'm like, it's a tiny space, go crazy. I put Marilyn Monroe tiles in, I put Hessian wallpaper. You know, you want some, it doesn't matter if 10 people go into your toilet and 5 come out and they're like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? It's a talking point. Yeah. It's a bit of crack. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't have to stay there to have your drink.
You know, and like putting in like cream walls, it's not going to make it bigger. It's not going to make it more than this. So just go crazy. Just do something really, really different.
Yeah.
So I would do paneling, crazy tiles, Hessian wallpapers. I do crazy things in downstairs toilets.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And the master bedroom, how do you make it that haven of...
That would be really important to me. The master bedroom, I would really try and create that haven space.
Yeah.
Close it off to the rest of the house. Create, you know, different... You know, if you can't go into the door going into the dressing room, maybe create a partition wall, walk around if the dressing room is back here. Create lighting. Lighting would be really, really important. You know, darkening everything down, beautiful carpet. You know, that as soon as they close that door in the house, it's a completely different element. It's their haven, it's their space. And that's really important in a master bedroom because everyone works so hard.
Yeah.
And busy. So it's lovely to be able to create a space that's beautiful for them.
And what's a minimum size, would you say, for a master bedroom?
3x3 would be minimum. Mm-hmm. Now, to be honest, every plan I looked at today was 3x4. There was a lot of plans I looked at today were 4x5. But some of them were laid out. They weren't utilising the space. So sometimes you have to kind of rejig that space to make it right.
Mm-hmm.
Like any master bedroom should have a 6-foot bed, 2 lockers, dressing room, hidden dressing area behind it, and then the big ensuite. So you shouldn't, like, there was one plan out today, and the ensuite, the shower area was 750x750. No master bedroom should have an ensuite like that. So what's really important is to make that space the best for them. It's nearly like going to a hotel and getting a suite. That's what I would try and create for most of my clients.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the design services, how much does it cost to, is it like a percentage fee or is it a flat fee? How does it work with...
It's quite individual. So the way I would try and work it is, it depends how local the clients are to me. So if they're within kind of 50 miles, the size of the house and the time frame of the house, then it's a flat fee. And then I would get a lot of discounts, as any interior designer does, with the shops you're dealing with. So I would pass that back to the clients.
Mm-hmm.
If it's further afield, sometimes I've had a couple of clients who really wanted me to go to Donegal or Clare, and it's too far. And you just can't justify it, you know, if you're driving 3-4 hours each direction. So I try and give my clients the best I can give them, and that would normally be, you know, if they're within a 50-mile radius, 60-mile radius, like I would do Dublin, Monaghan, Cavan, that direction. And if I can then give them back the discounts I get from the shops I deal with, it nearly knocks out the design fee.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important to have the design fee put in there from day one as well, so they know exactly what they're getting. I don't like this scenario of no one knows what they're doing. You know, I would straight away put out, this is what the job is, this is what's going to charge, and then they can either, and I usually email that. I don't do that directly with the client, because then they're in a situation, they don't know what they're doing. So I would always say, look, I'm going away now and I'll email to you. So it's very easy then to say yes or no, and that's the way we work.
Mm-hmm. And what's the process then? So you'd be involved, ideally, in an ideal world, from the get-go, with working with the architect then, to a certain extent? Or
I would do a lot of architects on a lot of projects, and then I would do a lot of clients who have no architect involved. They've just done the drawing up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Dublin projects, the architect's involved the whole way through the project. Down the country, the architect goes away once he has the drawing done. That's it. In Dublin, then, there's a project, it could be an 18-week project, and the scheduler works, and it's very much like dum, dum, dum. Down the country, sometimes the clients, you know, get the architect's drawings, and then they're going direct labour. If you go direct labour, you absolutely have to be more on the ball,
mm-hmm.
because you have to have everything there ready. You know, if the plumber is coming next week, you have to have everything organized before the plumber comes. Like, if the plumber comes and there's one thing missing, he'll go away. That's going to delay the electrician in 3 weeks' time. So you have to be more on the ball down the country. But I suppose when I left college, I arrived down the country. So that's where I started. That's where I cut my teeth, as I said. So that's my baby, and I love that. But you have to be on the ball, and you have to have everything done, absolutely everything done before.
Yeah. And so the process then, you'd be involved to get kind of to make sure that the design's carried out the right way, because you said you would be knocking walls. You'd be involved in the on-site as well element.
Yeah, so normally with any kind of big build out the country, I'd be involved in knocking the walls, not so much knocking the walls, but looking at the project and, you know, does it make sense for that wall to be moved slightly that way or that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's interior architects, so it's looking at the project and the family living on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, okay, if, you know, the blocks are going up, the ceiling's going up in 6 weeks' time, the plumber is going to come 8 weeks' time, having absolutely everything organised as to every toilet, every sink, where it's going, what's the look, what's the shape,
mm-hmm.
same with all the electrical plans,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have the kitchen completely designed. You don't have to have the kitchen picked, the worktop picked, but you have to have the plan of the kitchen. You need to know where the electrics are going for the oven, is there water going in the fridge? So you need to have all of that. And mm-hmm. that's where I would come in and be ahead of everyone else. And I feel on a site, if you're ahead of everyone else, there's no problems on a site.
Yeah.
It's only when you're on a site and the plumber comes and he's like, where's the heads of the shower? Where's the diverters? And everyone's looking at him and he's like, well, I have another job to go to and I'm not going back 4 weeks. That's where problems then mm-hmm. start to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's been ahead of all those guys. So it's really important.
Yeah. So there's a project management element, a big one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Massively.
Yeah. Help with compliance, building control, energy ratings, things like that. I suppose that'd be more the baby of the architect, wouldn't it?
I'd normally bring in the architect or the engineer design of that kind of stuff. But at the same time, when I'm on site, I'd make sure the insulation is, if it's meant to be 350, I would always look and check. And same with, you know, the underfloor heating, I would always video it. So again, you know, you're checking all the time on site. A lot of times the architect doesn't get on the job, whereas if you're there once a week,
mm-hmm.
once every 10 days, you get out and you check everything that's going in inside
mm-hmm.
and make sure it is to comply.
Yeah, so that's like the full package of a service is to do the on-site portion. So it'd be, you'd have the design package and the on-site package.
And to be honest, that would be probably 70% of our work. That
right.
70% of our work would be doing the whole project management design fee, and then we would, 30% would be doing rooms,
yes.
extensions, you know,
right.
smaller jobs, but that would be the majority of our work.
And is it more of a headache to do an extension renovation than a new build? Probably yes, I presume, or
not really. No, I like those two. You know, there's a different element to that as well. So I think the fantastic thing about my job is that It's all different. Every day is different. Once you have a good team around you and you know that team will back you up, like I have architects, engineers, plumbers, electricians. So on any job, if I'm not there, if something happens, like we've done pubs and restaurants recently and things went wrong, invariably something's going to go wrong. And I couldn't get from the job I was on to that job, they will stand there and say, Emery won't be happy with this. And they'll stop the work. So if you have a team behind you who know you, that's what's really important. Then nothing is too stressful, you know, because they know exactly how you think and they know you won't sign off any job until it's absolutely 100%.
Cool. Great. Thanks for your help.
That's it for this Self-Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self-Build Plus has to offer. The Self-Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self-Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self-builders. While the Self-Build Plus videos and our Self-Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With Self-Build, stop dreaming, start building.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.